Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney says he's struggling to recruit Latinos and other Spanish-speaking officers as the city's Hispanic community grows. It's now about 13% of the population, but only about 6% of CMPD's 1,900 officers are Latino.
If we don't get our heads around this and think about these things differently, we're going to continue to struggle and communicate with people who need our services most.
He'd like a few more officers like Yancy Contreras. He came to the U.S. illegally as a teen and against tough odds made it onto the CMPD force 3 years ago. WFAE's David Borax has his story.
Yancy Contreras grew up poor in Honduras, sometimes going without food.
I saw violence happening. I saw poverty. And I saw this crime happening and nothing was being done. So I realized that this is not the place where I want to be. This is not the place where I want to spend the rest of my life.
So one day, without telling his family, he left home. He headed north through Mexico. Parts of the journey were dangerous, clinging to the roofs of trains. He worried about falling off and dying or losing a limb, as happened to a neighbor back home.
I was 17 years old. I had $50 in my pocket when I left home. I had no idea where I was going. And I was scared for my life.
But he pushed on. He paid a smuggler $1,000 to take him across the U.S. border, where things didn't get any easier.
Like I was robbed, I starved, and so many other things. But I had this goal in mind, I had this dream, and I just said, if I could just find an opportunity, I'll keep going.
That opportunity came after Contreras wound up in an immigration detention center in El Paso, Texas. A Unitarian Universalist minister and his wife, who volunteered there, were looking for someone to play the guitar during services. Contreras raised his hand. They befriended him, took him into their home, and later helped him become a U.S. citizen. He learned English and got his high school equivalency diploma. Then he was on to college. He eventually got a bachelor's degree in criminal justice from the University of Central Florida. In 2014, he landed the job with CMPD.
I always thought, when I was a little boy, I want to be a police officer one day. Because I grew up seeing the injustice. I grew up seeing crime and people just getting away with things. So here I am as a police officer now.
Contreras told his story to reporters at a press conference. He's 30 years old now, married with a baby, and working the night shift in CMPD's Metro Division. He still sends money back to his family in Honduras, and he carries a photo of them to remember where he came from. While his own journey was difficult, he says he'd tell a 17-year-old in Honduras today to do what he did. Follow your heart. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.